Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with T. Waldman Williams with the Knoxville Rotary Club about the RILA and Young RILA participants. Knoxville Rotary just heard from some of the kids they sponsored to go to RILA. First of all, tell us a little bit about RILA and Young RILA and what those kids experienced.
Young RILA and RILA. RILA starts for Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and they went to a conference, and that's for upcoming juniors and seniors. And Young RILA, Rotary Youth Leadership Award Camp, is for those who are going into 8th and 9th grade. Rotary has been sponsoring this since about 2011, 12, 14, I think. And the reason we sponsored it is because we think that there's a real need in the community to have young leaders who really want to consider serving. And we have a lot of those already, but it's serving not only the community, but the world. So Rotary has been very involved in it and has been wanting to do something like this for a very long time.
Talk about some of the things that they went through at this and then some of the younger kids went through at the camp.
It's very interesting. There are some of the same things that they each go through because they're experiences. And it gives them the fundamentals of leadership, ethics of positive leadership, importance of communication, and what is important for effective leadership, and particularly communication, and then problem solving, conflict management, what Rotary is and what it means to the community. So they went through some activities, they call them time team activities, and they went through that too, and then they have a debrief afterwards, and in that debrief they learned what were your objectives, what did you do, what are you going to take with you to the next experience. And in the conference, that's what they do at everything, and at the end of the day, they analyze again. At the camp, it's less stressful, it's more open, it's more about, for both of them, it's about personal awareness and finding out, building on their self-confidence and their self-esteem, and being able to find your voice. And your voice is a little bit different in 8th and 9th grade than it is in junior and senior year. So we want them to find their voice and feel very comfortable with it, particularly in adversity. And at both of them, they have something called the word of focus. And it's a word that in the conference for the older kids, students, they find that their word is really about something personal within themselves. In the camp, it's something more that is, it's relevant to themselves, but it's not as deep. So it's a bit different.
You also got a chance to hear from some of the kids that you sponsored to go. What kind of experiences do you think that they had, and what do you think they learned, both RILA and Young RILA?
It was very interesting. We actually had two that were sponsored by Des Moines AM, and that was for the conference, so they were very excited. And she actually, Megan Franklin, who's at Drake University, and with the Des Moines AM Club, she came and heard them, and she was very impressed. Each one had a unique voice. One spoke about speakers and what that meant to them and how they can translate the adversities or the things that were challenges in their life to say that I'm going to have challenges, but I'm going to be able to get through them. And what in my past will be able to get through them? One talked about the debriefs and how that itself led to really analyzing and looking over something. All of them said that they got an understanding of communication, understanding how their communication affected others and how others could affect their communication. And so those were pretty common learnings, but there was a joy of friendship, and it was that friendship that they said that they'll be able to have forever. So while there was a mix of things that they all got, those were commonalities throughout.
If I wanted to join, if I was an incoming junior or senior for next year or wanted to join Young RILA, how would I go about doing that?
One of the things is that it is a application process. They give a presentation and about 100 show up. They talk about it. There's flyers, there's brochures. And then they come up, and then if they're interested, because you must attend from Sunday 3 p.m. to Friday noon. You must be there all the time. And you have to be willing to learn about communication and learn about team and learn more about yourself.
Thanks to T. Waldman Williams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.